The rat looked around him. "I see that all the boats are out of the water," he said. "I suppose Toad has finished with boating now and has some new interest to amuse him." They walked over the grass toward the house and soon found Toad resting in a garden chair and carefully studying a large map.
"Wonderful!" he cried when he saw them. "You're just the fellow that I wanted to see, Ratty."
He jumped up and came towards them, talking all the time, and gave the rat no time to introduce the mole.
"I need you very much, both of you. You've got to help me. It's most important."
"It's about your rowing, I suppose," said the rat, keeping his face very serious. "You will learn to do it in the end, you know, if you're patient and work hard and..."
"Oh, bother boats,"
Toad said crossly.
"I've finished with boats. Silly way to pass the time. No, I've discovered the real thing, the best way, the only way to spend one's life. Come with me, dear Ratty, and your kind friend too, and I will show you."
He took them round to the other side of the house, and there they saw a shiny new gypsy caravan. It had yellow and green sides and red wheels.
"There you are," cried the toad. "There's real life for you. The open road, the fields, the hills, villages, towns, cities. Here today, off to a different place tomorrow. Travel, change, interest. The world in front of you."
The mole was very interested and excited, and followed the toad inside the caravan to look around. But the rat shook his head and waited outside.